I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's still debate over where demonstrations might lead, but Saudi Arabia is feeling some of the heat created by the anti-government furor sweeping the Middle East and North Africa. There were protests today in the Shiite-majority eastern part of the country. They were tiny in comparison with other countries in the region, but there are signs the government is worried the demonstrations could grow. The World's Laura Lynch is in Dammam, Saudi Arabia, and she saw both the protests and government reaction firsthand. She joins me now. Tell us, Laura, first of all, where are you?
Dammam is in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, and that's significant for a few reasons. It is the home of the country's Shiite minority. That's roughly about 10% of the population. And it's just a short drive across the causeway to Bahrain, where, as you know, Shiites have been protesting in very big numbers for weeks, urging change in their country. The Shiites here in Saudi Arabia have been watching Bahrain, watching Egypt, and watching the other countries around the region. And now it seems small numbers of them are ready to protest themselves, even though they know that the demonstrations are forbidden in this country. And today I went to the city of Hofuf and witnessed one protest for myself. What's happening here is rare in Saudi Arabia. Men gathered in the street, carrying banners aloft and shouting their demands. What they want is the release of one of their clerics. Sheikh Tawfiq Al-Amer was arrested several days ago after reportedly calling for a constitutional monarchy in a land where the king holds absolute power. One man in the crowd makes it clear they don't want the king to go, saying this is a peaceful protest. They only want the sheikh freed.
We are asking for peace. Just take Sheikh Tawfiq out. Government, we are in peace with them. We are asking gently by our sheikh only.
The group is small, certainly no more than 100 men. Hundreds more police officers and security forces stand nearby. There are no violent clashes, though police eventually force the demonstrators to leave using their batons to push them down the street. Remarkable in itself, this hasn't been the only protest in recent days. Last night, about 200 men and women gathered further north in the coastal town of Katif. They were urging the release of seven men who have been in prison for 16 years, they complain, without trial. They are called the Forgotten Ones, says this woman, holding a sign with their photographs.
We have some people they forget in this in the prison, Madrasajan. They stolen their 16 years.
Political scientist Tawfiq Al-Saif says it's no surprise people are taking to the streets in this part of Saudi Arabia.
It comes to the point of humiliation. People feel humiliated by these measures.
Al-Saif is referring to the discrimination many Shiites say they suffer, living in a nation ruled by a Sunni monarchy dominated by a rigid form of Islam. Mix that sense of injustice with the victorious uprisings in the region, and it's a potent recipe for homegrown protest. Bahrain's sustained protests have been led by fellow Shiites, a source of inspiration for some here. But Al-Saif says this is about much more than what one small next-door neighbor is up to.
I see that the impact of Egyptian revolution is much more than what happened in Bahrain. Historically, we influenced Bahrain, not the vice versa, but we are influenced by Egypt.
Whatever the cause, Jafar al-Shayeb, a longtime activist and local Shiite politician in Katif, says what's happening here is a challenge to the government.
They are becoming more nervous, and I think this is a political development more than ideological one. I think they don't want to share any power with anybody else, so if any other group they are gaining little power, they think it's from their part. Nobody would like to share the power. That's the major issue.
The World's Laura Lynch in Dammam, Saudi Arabia, who joins us once again. Laura, you yourself got literally swept up in those demonstrations today. Tell us what happened.
Well, as I said in the piece, this was a very small group of people. And as soon as I arrived at this demonstration, and I've got it on tape, within about 2 minutes of being there, I was pulled aside by a gentleman who said that they worked for the government of Saudi Arabia, and then they showed me their cards, and they were from the intelligence agencies, and they said they wanted to protect us. When I pointed out that I didn't feel in danger, they still insisted on pulling us aside. And I ended up being detained for about 3 hours and questioned about who I knew, who brought me there. And after about 3 hours, I was released. Nothing bad happened to me. But I think it's just an indication of how nervous the authorities are about these protests and about word getting out about these protests. There have also been, around here, around Dammam, police checkpoints, and there have been a number of people detained in the last few days. So it all just underscores the fact that this government is concerned about even very, very small protests.
Right, a small group of protesters, but still clearly threatening enough for the authorities to be concerned. What are the possibilities or any indication that this wave of unrest will spread to other parts of Saudi Arabia?
Well, there have been calls on Facebook for so-called Days of Rage next Friday and the Friday after. And those calls have been going out across the country. Those are more based on the youth in Saudi Arabia, their complaints being about the economy, being about jobs, and being about reforming the kingdom to give them a greater say politically in the future of their country. So I suppose the concern is that you will start seeing protests in Jeddah, you will start seeing protests in Riyadh. And while I've had a number of people say to me that they don't think that's going to happen, I think the government's concern is that if people start hearing about even small protests here, they may decide that it's time for them to go out to the streets as well.
The World's Laura Lynch in Dammam, Saudi Arabia. Laura, take care and thank you.
You're welcome.
It may not seem like much, but a few hundred men in Saudi Arabia are making history this week. We've got the video and blogging from Laura Lynch during her time in the kingdom at theworld.org.